And I think we have all experienced this at some point in our lives, to not get what we prayed so hard for. Sometimes we might be able to look back and see how there was the meaning to it, how it all worked out for the best. Other times we might feel how God answered in an unexpected way. But I think it needs to be said, sometimes what we pray so deeply for doesn't happen, and that hurts. Ask and it will be given to you. This world is unfair. Life can be unfair. And in that, the words ask and it will be given to you can come across as provoking. And in my heart's quiet conversation with God, I try to understand. The candy floss hydrangea shines in my face, like saying, prayers unfulfilled is not the same as prayers not being answered. The white hydrangea with pinkish tones, so innocent, but also strongly bright, like an answer of pure goodness. And I hear the words, how much more will the Heavenly Father give those who ask? This world can hurt. Life can hurt. But I sense an answer. From God comes pure goodness. Suffering, trial, and pain are not from God. Our world does that very well on its own. In our questions about unfulfilled prayers, we hear today about a God who wants to give us what is good, to give love. And somehow I find peace in that and continue to pray. Prayer, our heart's quiet conversation with God. Knock and the door will open. The big white hydrangea with pinkish tones, like pure goodness, like happy candy floss. I didn't even ask for it. The artichoke, the singing robin, holiday memories, and we can all continue to fill in with our own images. In our prayers, God for sure has the power to open small, loving doors. Amen.